Feel good about yourself, Madison. You can wake up and say, you know what? Today, I am number one. Today, I am doing things good in my life. You know why, Krista?
Why is that, Marco?
Because at least you're not Thomas Morgan. If there's any place in the world you can get away with whipping out your junk in front of other people, it's a public bathroom, Krista.
Okay, let's do this.
So all you right. Got to do something pretty weird to make that situation turn illegal, yeah. And a 42-year-old guy named Thomas Morgan did just that.
Oh, Tom.
He was in the men's room inside the library at the University of Iowa back in May. Mm-hmm. And apparently, he was taking that opportunity to measure his junk. What he did was brought a few things from the library, like a few cardboard rulers and a Sharpie. He was standing by the urinal taking his own measurements. But he kept doing it when another guy came in to use the bathroom. And Thomas started talking to that guy about his size to make sure the guy got a good look at his package.
So he's just asking for help, bird's eye view.
Can I get a hand down here?
Sure.
Yeah. The guy wound up calling the cops because he was just weirded out. And of course, they came in and saw all the stuff happening and decided that this guy was needed to be put away.
Yeah. Maybe he was just, figuring out. Maybe they had a, type of wardrobe that you had to wear at the library as a job. Maybe he was just doing his sizing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
No, that could happen.
Feel good about yourself because at least you're not Caitlin Lawrence. We have a girl in the news here. You see, a mall security guard in Greenville, South Carolina. It doesn't say if it's Paul Blart or not, but a security guard was driving through the parking lot last week when he saw a 21-year-old woman named Caitlin Lawrence running around the parking lot topless.
Ooh, so lucky.
Why does this always not happen to me?
I'm sorry.
When he slowed down to talk to her, that's when she opened the back door of his vehicle, hopped inside, and started to choke him from behind.
Oh.
He was startled, and he winded up driving straight into a handicap parking sign. Apparently, that jarred her a little loose so he could get her out on the ground and have all the other mall cops run out and handcuff her. They've been dreaming about this since the day they started that gig, I'm sure.
Probably got done reading 50 Shades of Grey and she got into it.
Handcuff her?
Yeah.
She seemed really drunk and smelled like alcohol, which is weird. Anyway, they had to ask the age-old question of why she was doing this, and she said it was because...
Yeah.
Listen, she's got a very good excuse.
Okay.
Why are you running around the mall parking lot naked? It's because she rode horses 5 years ago. She rode horses 5 years ago.
Okay.
Now, that makes total sense. Yep. She was still arrested by the real cops for assault and battery. Yeah. I don't know.
Can't touch that.
Got nothing?
Nope, can't touch that.
Did you ride horses 5 years ago?
I rode unicorns five years ago.
Sweet.
I'd probably run around without my pants in if that was true.
Hey, feel good about yourself because at least you're not John Lindsay. Now, John Lindsay, boy, he's doing his own Breaking Bad impersonation here. He's a 48-year-old science teacher at Wildcat Academy in the Bronx.
Wildcat Academy, okay.
Anyway... He, back in June, apparently decided to get into the drug game. So he went with the best connection that he could find, one of his students, named Kevin Pope. So anyway, he said, here's what I'm going to do, Kevin. I'm going to give you $4,000 to buy a bunch of weed from the guy that you know. So the kid said, all right. He gave him the $4,000. And what do you think Kevin did with the $4,000 that John Lindsay gave to him?
Smoke some more weed?
Well, he did. He probably did that, but he just took it. And instead of buying the weed, he spent it on stuff he wanted. Which is what a teenager's probably going to do.
Yeah, you're going to do that. You're a little greedy.
Kevin finally confronted him on Thursday and demanded either the money or the drugs, and that's when the kid couldn't produce either one of them. So John the science teacher, did what any science teacher is going to do. He beat him up right there in class. Yeah, he took his iPhone and his wallet and threatened to kill him in front of all the other students.
Kill him?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little extreme.
Well, he also said he was going to do something to his mom.
Oh, okay.
If he didn't get the money back in a month.
Geez.
Anyway, the whole thing was not only caught on surveillance, but all the children in the school that saw the science teacher doing all this.
Yeah.
He's been charged with assault, robbery, drugs.
Oh, see, if I were that student, I'd be like, dude, I'm hooking up with my teacher. That's going to be the person who's got my back when someone wants to beat me up. Because I always was, people wanted to beat me up all the time.
Hmm. All right. Well, hey, feel good about yourself, Krista, because at least you're not Leston Lawrence of Ontario, Canada. Now, He smuggled $140,000 in his rectum. I mean, maybe not all
big,
at once.
That's a big a-hole. Yeah.
But the very stretchable guy we're talking about is 35 years old, and he was an employee at the Royal Canadian Mint in Ottawa. Now, Leston noticed that they left buckets of little gold nuggets just sitting around job site.
Thank you.
So he came up with the idea to smuggle them out by jamming them right into his rectum. That's how he got them out. Mm-hmm. Each one weighed 7.4 ounces and was worth $5,000.
Wow.
Once he got them out, he would take them down to a cash for gold place and cash them in. Now, I'm assuming he would rinse them off at first, but that's not confirmed. Anyhow, he did this for 4 months. And amazingly, the mint never even caught him. You know who caught him? The bank teller who thought all of his checks from the cash for gold place was suspicious since he worked at a gold place.
Yes.
Anyway, they did an investigation once the bank teller called the police and they found a container of Vaseline in Leston's work locker and some other things. He was arrested and he's facing charges of theft, money laundering, possession of stolen property.
Why does the image of Little Red Riding Hood come to my head?
I have no idea.
I mean, why couldn't he just put it in a basket and skip around and provide it that way, okay?
It's pretty hard to skip around when you got gold nuggets up in there.
All up there. That's